Let's go now to developments in Nigeria. It's been more than 2 months since more than 200 schoolgirls were abducted by the extremist group Boko Haram. People around the world campaign to bring back our girls. Of course, there was a widely used Twitter hashtag campaign using that term. The story seems to have mostly fallen out of the headlines in many countries around the world. Meanwhile, the Nigerian government says it has wrapped up an inquiry into the case, yet there are witness reports that more children may now be missing. Here to give us the latest is freelance journalist Chika Odua. She's been keeping us updated since the abduction first took place. She's with us from Maiduguri. Chika, welcome back. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
We are also hearing from a representative of the government. That is Dr. Doyin Akupe. He is a medical doctor, but we are hearing from him once again in his capacity as Senior Special Assistant on Public Affairs to President Goodluck Jonathan. He's with us from Abuja. Doctor, welcome back to you as well. Thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you very much.
And so, Doctor, let us begin with you. We understand that the government's official inquiry into the whole situation has been concluded. Have you seen this report? Does it shed any light on what happened or where the girls might be?
Yeah, I've had the privilege of seeing the report. And it's a very detailed report. It's also some form of, it has been classified as a made to be a classified document because it contains some issues that were very closely related to national security. But then, you know, basically, in essence, you know, what it says is that, you know, on the night of the abduction, which we didn't, I mean, nobody spoke about this before, that some 119 girls from the hostel actually did escape. This was the first information, and when you take that and take the number of girls that have now returned. Officially, from that report, 219 girls are yet to be accounted for. That is what the report, in summary, has said.
You were telling us that the report is considered classified because it contains sensitive national security information. Well, when we last spoke, the government had indicated that it believed it knew where the girls were. It was understood that the rescue attempts would be dangerous. Is that still the case? Does the government still maintain that they know where the girls are being held?
That's a fact. But the military option is the last option, you know, under the circumstances, because of the obvious disadvantage that it may actually lead to, you know, losing some of the girls, you know, because of the nature of the situation which they are in right now.
I understand, Dr. Akupe, that yet more children have been taken. Is that true?
That is not correct. You know, that is absolutely not correct at all. There's no verifiable evidence. There's nothing that can support that claim. We don't know where their news came from. And even the governor of the state himself said on national television that, from where they are, they cannot verify that statement. Hmm. But I can assure you that as of today, you know, information available to government, to the people around, to our security agencies, that story cannot be validated. So, what the world do not know is that there is a lot of politicization of Boko Haram activities and abductions in Nigeria, and people are trying to use that to blackmail government, blackmail the president, and make the government look bad or inept.
Speaking of the president, that when we last spoke, there was criticism that he had not yet visited the area from where the girls were taken. Has he visited the area yet? Has he gone to Chibok?
No, he has not.
He has not
gone to Chibok.
Why is that?
Well, I cannot say, this is why he hasn't gone to Chibok. But, there are a lot of things that are going on. The real problem we have is the consideration of the method and methodology through which we can get these girls released. This is a major, major affair.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about developments in the kidnapping of more than 200 Nigerian girls in April. I'm speaking with Dr. Doyin Akupe. He is an advisor to Nigeria's president, Goodluck Jonathan. I'd like to hear now from Chika Odua, who's a freelance journalist that we've been turning to keep us up to date on these developments. Chika, first of all, may I ask, how are Nigerians reacting to this inquiry, which Dr. Akupe was telling us about? I mean, the government says that this inquiry is completed, but that its results are considered classified. How are people reacting to that?
I think for now, Nigerians are trying to keep the pressure on the government to get the girls back from wherever they are. As you can see, the Bring Back Our Girls campaign, which started in Abuja, is continuing strong, and today makes day 72 since the girls have been missing. We understand that 57 girls were able to come back. They were able to escape on their own. They managed to jump out of lorries. They managed to come through the bushes and escape. 219 girls are still missing, but as of date, we cannot say that the government has been able to find any of these girls. The girls who did manage to escape made it back on their own.
The reporting, as Dr. Okupe disputes, that there have been additional children taken. What are your sources telling you?
Well, this story has not been confirmed, and that's why it's been so difficult reporting on it. I am here in Maiduguri, and I did speak to some vigilantes who do say, yes, it happened. But again, no security officials have been able to comment. I reached out to several branches of the Nigerian government, both state, federal, the military, the police, and none of them have confirmed nor denied the story. So right now we have to wait to see what happens.
Because we reached you in Maiduguri, which is in northeast Nigeria, is there something, could you just give us a sense of the area? Is there something that you feel it's important to understand about what's going on in that area that we may not understand from a distance?
Well, Maiduguri itself, so far they've been able to keep Boko Haram away from the city, and this is being done by the vigilante forces in conjunction with the civilian JTF. And of course, they're working with the Nigerian military and trained vigilantes to try to keep the terrorists at bay. So they've been doing a fairly decent job at doing that. So right now you have people flocking from different parts of the northeast into Maiduguri seeking refuge. I just went to a camp this morning where there are more than 4,000 internally displaced families living in the camp. They're being fed from the state government. The state government is handling their feeding and their security. And this is, again, something that the vigilantes have tried to do as far as keeping their cities safe, because many of these people say that they're tired of Boko Haram coming and destroying their families, destroying their lives. Mm-hmm. So they decided to take up arms and defend the city, essentially. And they're doing that any way that they can. A lot of them are using bows and arrows. Some of them are using hunter rifles, machetes as well. And you can see them as they're traveling throughout northeastern Nigeria. The checkpoints, some checkpoints are manned by military, some checkpoints are manned by vigilantes, and some are both. This is a state under emergency rule, so security, of course, is something that we have to consider very, very top priority.
Dr. Okupe, can we get a final thought from you? When we last spoke, you told us that you felt that the war between the government and Boko Haram is actually de-escalating. And you said that you felt that the abduction of these girls, which was very, you know, devastating and shocking, was meant to have an impact. But you felt that it was actually indicative of this group's kind of desperation, the fact that their influence is on the wane, that they are on the run, as it were. Do you still think that that's true?
Well, I think that is self-evident, you see, because all previous efforts at attacking the Sambisa Forest has now ceased.
Dr. Doyin Okupe is a medical doctor. We are speaking to him in his capacity as Senior Special Assistant on Public Affairs to the President of Nigeria. Good luck, Jonathan. We reached him in Abuja. Dr. Okupe, thank you for speaking with us once again.
I'm grateful. Thank you very much.
For additional perspective, we also spoke with Chika Adua. She's a freelance journalist. We reached her in Maiduguri, and she has been keeping us up to date on all of these developments throughout this crisis. Chika, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thank you, Michelle. It's a pleasure, as always.